Hey guys, Captain Stephen Fluke Jr. of the Unashamed Adventurous Fishing Charters, coming at you this week for the McClellanville, South Carolina area. This past week, the weather was finally starting to warm up. We had a nice warming trend over the course of last week, and fishing was pretty slow to begin with in the beginning of the week, and it finally started picking up towards the end. Midweek last week, around Wednesday, most of the fish we found were in deeper pockets around anywhere from 5 to 10 feet deep, and we were throwing live mud minnows on a jig head, and that caught redfish for us. I've only heard reports from others about catching 2 to 3 trout per trip lately. I personally haven't caught any trout or even seen any, so I haven't even been targeting trout this past week. The fish are finally starting to move back up on the flats. There's a few flats I found, a couple of really small schools. I haven't really seen any of the bigger schools of fish that were out pre-front, pre-cold front, that one we had. So I'm not sure. I've been talking to a lot of my friends where they might have gone, but those fish are, they were tough to find. I covered a lot of miles over the course of last week, looking, and I've only got a couple of areas that were holding some smaller numbers of fish. So as this warmer weather continues, you know, we have nice weather this week coming up as well. I'm hoping these schools are going to come back to where they were. If not, you know, it's a clean slate, and I'm right there with y'all looking for them. So that said, guys, you know, Ned rigs have been working really good for me. A bunch of different Z-Man bass baits. So a lot of their soft plastics, the GOAT, the G-O-A-T, their GOAT bait. It's got a double kicker on the back, and the blue, they've got a color called the Okeechobee Crawl. It's blue and green, kind of like a bass bait, and it looks really like a blue crab. So get one of those, throw it on an iStrike Texas eye jig head, and put a bunch of blue crab Procure on there. That's been one of the baits besides live mud minnows. So like I said, we've been using some live mud minnows lately. Get some of those, get them on a jig head. I like a trout eye, anywhere from 3/16 to a 1/4 ounce iStrike trout eye. Tail hook it, so that way that bait is down there on the bottom just thumping away. And I'd be targeting docks lately. You can check flats. Like I said, I've been only seeing a few schools of fish, really small schools, not the big ones we had before the front. So like I said, really be up there looking for them. Docks, any sort of structure, so if you can find some trees, those have been working good as well, some oyster bars. And I've been catching most of my fish over the past week on the incoming tide. So from dead low all the way up to high tide is when I've been catching the fish. So we found a few in creek mouths. So I would definitely check creek mouths at dead low with some flats nearby. Check those. See if you can find some schools of fish. If you can't find the schools on that middle to high water, target docks, rocks, and structure anywhere from 5 to 10 to 12 feet deep, and that should give you some success next week. And the water temps were 50 to 52 degrees. We don't have very cold weather coming. We have some decent high temperatures during the day, so the water temp shouldn't drop very much, which is really good. So anyway, guys, hope you all have a great week. Tight lines, catch them up, and we'll see you here next week. This is Captain Stephen Fluke Jr. signing out.